right now by the senior captains of the Pella Christian girls soccer team as we're talking with Carrie Ann Bolt, Kylie Lamb, and Christina Nolte. And first of all, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. It's going to be fun to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Looking forward to it. Season is getting really close to officially getting going with competition. But I know you guys have been working pretty hard. And I'll go ahead and start with that. When you're captains, I mean, you really start kind of spearheading the work as soon as the off season gets going. So what were some of the things that you ladies tried to do going back to the end of last season to get better for this year?
Weightlifting was big for us. I know a couple girls in the morning, we'd go in, and Coach Kack was there from the football team, and he was very impressed. He was always encouraging us and telling us to keep going. We also tried to run a while before to get more in shape.
Yeah, we did a lot of recruiting and telling girls to get involved with the team, and we had a lot of running, like, inside and outside of workouts and stuff, so girls have been working really hard for this season.
We were trying to get the freshmen involved a lot, just going around and being like, hey guys, you're going out for soccer, and getting really excited about it. So yeah, we're excited.
Well, Kylie, you talked about recruiting, and it seems like you've got a good number of girls out for soccer this season.
Yeah, we do. I think we have 34 girls signed up, and that's the biggest that we've had in a few years, so we're pretty excited and ready for the season.
Carry on. And the other positive of that is you've got a lot of seniors. You guys are three of them, but you've got a good bunch at the top that has quite a bit of experience. How does that help?
It helps a lot with leadership, and it's just a big thing to us. And we just have a lot of great girls out, and we're just really excited.
Yeah, Christina, it seems like you're excited. What are some of the things that you're anxious for this season?
Well, I really like when the midfield just pushes it through to the forwards. That's my favorite part of the game. And so I'm really excited for the running aspect of soccer, but I'm also excited for all the freshman girls that we have, getting to know them and, you know, just laughing a lot.
Kylie, offense or defense?
I'm definitely defense. And I'm excited for all the girls on defense. We have a lot of girls that are strong in that area, so I think we're going to do good there this year.
Does sound like one of the question marks will be goalkeeper, though. Have you learned any more about who's going to be in between the pipes?
Yes, we have a junior, Jenna Rosa, and then two freshmen, Marina and Morgan. So we're just kind of flip-flopping, and they're all really good. They're doing good. We're pressuring them, and so we're just excited to see what they can do.
Christina, earlier Carrie Ann had talked about being excited to work with some of the younger girls who are on this squad. When you work with the freshmen, what makes you excited about having them as an addition to this team?
Well, when we were freshmen, we had a large group of seniors, and for us that was important because they had good leadership and they passed down a lot of good stuff that we needed to know. And for us as seniors, it's really nice to have underclassmen that you can pass down that leadership to.
If you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page, we're talking with the seniors from the Pella Christian girls soccer team, Christina Nolte, Kylie Lamb, and Carrie Ann Bolt. And I wanted to actually kind of step away from soccer just for a little bit, just kind of talk about some other fun things that you guys have going on. As seniors, the year is winding down quickly. What have been some things that have already happened that have been exciting, and what else is left to look forward to? And Carrie Ann, I'll start back with you.
Well, I was a basketball manager for the basketball team, and we went to state, and that was really fun to experience. And it was just great being a part of the team, going to team meals, laughing together, and it was so much fun.
Kylie?
I've been a part of drill team this year. I was a new addition to the squad this year, and it was my first year that I did it, and it was really fun. And I was also a part of theater, and I just got done being student manager for the spring play, and that was a lot of fun and a good experience, and it helped me with a lot of leadership skills, and so it helps me also to be a soccer captain.
And Christina?
Let's see, good memories for the year. Basketball, definitely basketball. Just a lot of excitement out of that, and enthusiasm. I'm just so energized from that, so I guess bring it on.
Well, you've got some more things yet to come here in the school year. Like I said, it is going quickly. What are things that are yet to happen that you're still excited about?
We got the senior class trip, JSB, I don't know, a whole bunch of senior stuff, and just kind of hanging out.
Kylie, for you?
What she said, pretty much, and just getting prepared for graduation and future plans, and like hanging out with friends. It's a big part of senior year, so I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely looking forward to the senior class trip. We're going to St. Louis, so that will be very fun.
When you talk about plans for after high school, Kylie, it sounds like you've already got some things in mind that you're going to get set in place.
Yeah, I'm planning to attend Grandview University in Des Moines for elementary education.
Christina?
I'm planning on going to UNI for social work.
And Carrie Ann?
I'm planning on going to Dort, and I'm going to major in special education.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you, it's still kind of tied into soccer, but it's more the social aspect. What is it about this group of girls that makes it fun to hang out with?
Well, we've had a lot of practices in the rain, so it's just really, really fun just having fun with the girls and getting soaking wet and running back inside because we're drenched, and it's just so much fun.
A lot of the girls are really outgoing, and we have, you know, some girls that are more laid back, but we have a good mix of girls who like to talk and laugh, so we just have a good time.
Yeah, going off of that, we like to talk. It's kind of girl-like, I understand that. But, I mean, we know what to say. We like to laugh. We like to giggle. We just have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. How about working with your coach, with Coach Coleman? What's that relationship like?
Oh, Coach Coleman. He is the sweetest man on earth, I bet. Just because off-season he would send us cards, like in basketball season or in the musical or different things. He'd wish us luck. And working with him is... it's a thrill because he's just so nice, but yet he's a great coach.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing Coach Coleman every year because even outside of our season, he's always talking about soccer and telling us, you know, to get out there and play with the ball a little bit and get out and run and stuff, and he's always very encouraging, so it's always a pleasure to play for him.
Yeah, to go along with Christina, he would always send us birthday cards on the off season, and that was always a joy to get. And he's a very good Christian man, and he always challenges us, not only on the soccer field, but definitely outside of the soccer field.
Again, you're listening to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS as we talk with three senior captains on this Pella Christian girls soccer team, Carrie Ann Bolt, Kylie Lamb, and Christina Nolte. All right, girls, let's take things back to soccer. You've got your first competition of the season coming up on April 2nd, I believe, at Norwalk. Regardless of the opponent, I'm sure that's got to be very exciting that that date is getting close.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's sad to think that it's our last first game of the year. I always have to think about that. But it's just, yeah, we're really excited for our first game.
Yeah, it's really exciting, but also kind of nerve-wracking. It's good nerves, though. Like, we're all really pepped and ready to go, so we're excited.
Yeah, we know that team brings a lot of competition, and we just got to get ourselves prepared and ready.
When you look at the season as a whole, what are the goals that this Pella Christian girls soccer team has set for itself?
I'd say our main goal is to give glory to God, but after that, it's working hard, getting down to it, and doing what we have to do.
I think it's really just doing our best and not worrying about the competition, but worrying what we can do as our personal best and our best as a team.
I think pushing the ball and also like getting the ball through the forwards so they can score. And I just think also like keeping our relationship with God up and just encouraging each other.
All right. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Any other things that you're looking forward to as we get the season started off?
I think I'm looking forward to before and like the anthem. I mean, that sounds weird, but I always say a prayer right when I'm doing it. So I guess I like that feeling that I get when I do that.
I'm looking forward to team meals because we always have a really fun time at team meals, and it's a good time to bond for the team. And even just during practice, we have a lot of fun. And so, like, even not just the games, but practices and outside of practice is what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to team meals, all the good food and all the great times we have together. And also, we have a lot of away games this year, so I'm looking forward to the bus ride up. So.
All right, well, ladies, it sounds like you got a lot of things to be excited about. Thanks a lot for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck this season. I'm excited to get the chance to watch you guys play a little bit, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Once again, senior captains from the Pella Christian girls soccer team, again, Christina Nolte, Kylie Lamb, and Carrie Ann Bolt. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.